Hi, I'm Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture, and thank you for listening to our Anchor podcast. That's right. You can head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture to hear our podcast exclusively on Anchor and also provide listener support. Feel free to also head over to our website, musicartculture.org. We officially have our newsletter up. So when you get to the landing page, hit the subscribe button, give your first and last name and your email address, and we'll be sure to email you out our newsletter. You can get more information on the blog Music Art Culture. You can get the links so you can hear other episodes as well. You can also get the link for our Apple Music playlist, which we provide to our subscribers only. So it will give you a list of songs that we have across genres. And this month we're focusing on jazz. So we have something from Tony Bennett to Miles Davis, John Coltrane, a little Frank Sinatra, and a whole lot more I think that you all will enjoy. Nice, easy listening, and you'd be surprised. There are a lot of major classics and highly sampled songs that we have included in that playlist that you'll definitely remember, know the words to, and or be able to recite from your favorite movie and or commercial. So that'll be fun as well. Let's see. Fun facts, the Music Art Culture Education Foundation, we are planning our next back to school campaign where we want to raise more supplies. That's right, even more supplies. This year we were able to assist 100 students going back to school with school supplies. And we want to double that amount and set our sights high for 200. So if you'd like to join us for that campaign, you can always donate, not just through listener support of the blog Music Art Culture through our Anchor page, but also direct through the Music Art Culture Education Foundation. And all funds go to support our efforts towards education, not just in the arts, but also to aid students and teachers to make sure they have everything they need inside and outside of the classroom to ensure that learning stays prevalent in the minds of these youth, because that is very important. We want to make sure that we do our part to help them stay encouraged while they're in school, and also hopefully keep them college bound and excited and looking forward to that. So that'll be awesome. Again, head over to our landing page, musicartculture.org, to sign up and subscribe to the official newsletter of the blog Music Art Culture. And you can also contact us direct as well. It also has our social media pages, so feel free to like, share, tweet, and follow, and we'll be sure to do the same. Really looking forward to connecting with our audience of listeners, and I hope that you enjoy this episode. It's called part two of the back to school edition for the blog Music Art Culture. The first episode we focused on the top three concerns of parents with kids going back to school. Top three concerns, if you recall, were hygiene, social media, and also there was hygiene. Okay, that's one. There was social media. Okay, that's two. And there was also one more. Ah, dress code. Yes, the dress code. The dreaded dress code. So we shared a few articles on our Google Plus page, but we want to dive a little deeper into that, those top three concerns. And we were able to have a special guest on, Annette. She is a mother of teenage girls, and she shares some of her tips on how she's able to manage some of those activities with her teenage daughter and maintain open forms of communication, just to make sure that nothing gets past her watchful eye. So I think that you viewers will enjoy it. Hopefully you can walk away with some helpful tips, whether you have kids or maybe have a few neighbors who have kids and could use a few pointers, or you have any nephews or nieces that you might want to try some of these tips and tricks on. I hope you enjoy the program. And again, I am your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Keep listening, stay tuned, and head over to our landing page to sign up and subscribe to our newsletter. Enjoy part two of Back to School for the blog Music, Art, Culture with our special guest, Annette. This is Dominique for the blog Music, Art, Culture, and today we have our special guest, Annette, with us. Say hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
We are loving that you are in session with us, and last episode we actually talked about back to school and some of the things that parents have to go through when it comes to getting their young learners ready. So it was three concerns that we were going over. And it was hygiene, it was dress code, and social media. So how old is your oldest daughter?
16. Yes.
And share with me some of the stuff that you have to go through with her as far as, well, first off, let's start with, out of those three, hygiene, social media, and dress code, which are you most concerned about?
My most concern, I would have to say, is social media.
Social media. Okay, and how do you curb that with her? Do you monitor? How do you keep control of that?
I take her phone sometimes. If she's on it too much, I just take it away. I'm constantly bothering her. I constantly have to look at what she's posting online, what she's doing, because I have to let her know that the things that you post online, it stays there forever. It follows you with your future, whatever you're trying to do in life.
Right, right. Now, for her, do you find that, from what I've seen of you two, you have a good communication.
Yeah.
You have really good communication with her, and she has really good communication with you because she's always willing to share what's going on with her. It's like she wants you to be involved, and I think that's really good. So for you, when it comes to monitoring her social media, do you find that, how exactly do you do it to where she doesn't close up or clam up? Like, do you follow her back, or do you just advise her on what's appropriate? How do you keep control of that situation without it getting out of control, or without you not knowing what's going on?
I just go on her phone in front of her.
So you take over. You take over the phone.
I take over. Unlock the phone. Let me see what's going on. Sometimes I'll just be like, oh, can I use your phone real quick? Act like I need to make a call. And then I just snoop through all her stuff that way sometimes.
Right. Hit her with that old school ambush. Okay. So mother's love. A mother's love. I heard that. Just take over the phone, see? So if anybody's thinking, like, how do I be cool with my kid? You don't have to do that. Just listen to Annette. Take over the phone.
Don't be cool with your kids. Because when you're cool with your kids, it they kind of just be like, oh, my mom is cool. And sometimes they open up too much.
Right.
And it's, you know, they begin to think my mom is my friend.
Right.
And that's when, you know, your kids can start becoming disrespectful. So I want you to open up, but I don't want you thinking that I'm your friend either, you know? Right.
So that's good. Okay, so you keep that balance, because I've seen that a lot where some parents want to be friends with the kid because they think that keeps them in the know. But you're saying, I'm not worried about being their best friend. I'm worried about
what's going on with you, where you're taking your life, because it's so much that goes on in the world. Drugs is a big thing. Same-sex marriage is another big thing. So I just try and keep them to where I know what's going on, but I have to be your parent first. I can't be your friend first, because a friend's going to steer you in the wrong direction. A parent is not.
Right. That's good. A friend will steer you in the wrong direction. A parent will not. That is so true. So how about, let's see, we talked about social media. Now, what about wardrobe?
You know, I don't have to worry about that with her. Thank the Lord. She's kind of my tomboy kid, so she's into sports. She likes midriffs now. She's starting to like them.
Right.
But she asks first, Mom, is it okay if I wear this? Or when can I start wearing shirts like this? She doesn't just wear them. She doesn't sneak clothes to school and wear them.
That's good. That is so good, because the last episode, that's what we were finding. I was looking at some of the different social media posts from other mothers, and they were complaining that the dress code, whatever the rule book was saying about hem lengths and things like that, they were having a hard time finding in the stores for their daughters. And I was just kind of, I mean, to a certain degree, I didn't really sympathize, because everybody knows some kids, they stay asymmetrical. You know, some girls, mm-hmm. they don't bust out. But then you have others that, you know, they get a little shapely, get a little curvy. And it's not fair that they have to stick to the dress code when others don't. But then, you know, at the same time, you don't want boobies and ass popping out all over the place. So
you have to remember, because, like, I go into JCPenney's.
Yeah.
And I start noticing, even for my 8-year-old, they're not making, like, Knickerbocker shorts anymore. All the shorts are Daisy Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we'd be like, okay, you know, what are we going to do? So sometimes we'll go as far as to where we'll take a pair of leggings and cut them into shorts. Or we take their jeans and we cut them to the length that I would like them to be.
See, okay, I like that you said that. You get creative and you use leggings, mm-hmm. and you use jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut them to the length that you feel is appropriate as the parent.
Yes.
So, in other words, there's no excuse. You can always be in dress code.
Yes, you can. You can always be in dress code, because that's all they're doing out in the stores. They're just ripping stuff up and, okay, go ahead. Like, Nevaeh.
Mm-hmm.
She went to school.
Mm-hmm. And now, Nevaeh is your second oldest, your 12-year-old. Yes. Okay.
They have uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't pay attention one day. The first day of school, she went, and her jeans was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Their dress code, you can wear jeans as uniform, but they cannot be ripped.
Okay.
So what I liked, instead of the school bothering me as a parent, they, you know what, you can't wear this, come to the office, and they gave her some pants that she could wear. Here you go.
Wow, now that's a good school.
They gave them to, here, you're not in dress code, wear these and return them at the end of the school.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's a good school. That's a good school, because some were, I read an article and I posted to our Google Plus page, but some of the, for the blog Music Art Culture, there's a Google Plus page to follow us on social media. You can go to our landing page, musicartculture.org, and you can find all the social media links. And you can also look at the photo of our person today, Miss Annette, who is giving us some insight on being a parent of young teenage girls and getting them groomed and ready to be women. But the article basically talked about how some schools were suspending the kids because they were coming out of dress code and they were getting kind of fed up, which, you know, I understand too, because you have some parents that aren't as diligent as you are and do not care. And they'll just send their kid, like, well, that's what she wants to wear. And, you know, what's the problem? You know, flip-flops, midriff, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that's really awesome that you have a school that sees, okay, you know what? This is the dress code. They have a system that allows them to enforce it, mm-hmm. whether the parents agree or not. But, like you said, you don't feel harassed as a parent, and it kind of, it's like, okay, oh, reminder, okay, this is what it needs to be. And it's kind of like teamwork. It's yes. teamwork that goes hand in hand. So, yeah, I think that's really good. And then you also said that Cynthia, your oldest, she's the 16-year-old, right?
Yes.
She's into sports. Now, what kind of sports does she play?
She plays rugby. Okay. All of them play rugby.
Okay. Now, for those of you who maybe are familiar or are not familiar, rugby is more so known overseas, like in Europe. But your girls' league is over here in the States, in California, yes. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes, they're, it's really awesome, because they're coming out with the rugby team for USA.
Okay, okay.
So that, you know, it's starting to become more popular out in the States now.
Yes, and she's, what, 16? So she's getting ready for graduation and college bound. So mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm sure you're excited to have one down. And then when she's off to school.
It's a bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
But, you know, she'll be well prepared. She'll be well, well prepared. So, okay. So our last topic is hygiene. Now, your girls, they're pretty set. But how do you, you know, girls, I think, are more in tune with hygiene than the boys. But just share how you manage hygiene, and we'll actually throw in makeup, too. Because with girls, makeup is a big thing when they get to a certain age.
Okay, so as far as hygiene, I don't think it's just a boy thing. It's each child is different. You have to constantly remind them. So what I do is I have all of our hygienes inside of their cabinets. Each girl have their own space, so they know what stuff is there. They have some in their backpacks for school, so you can leave it in your locker. But I go to a step further, and I keep deodorant in the car. Because if I smell you, I have a problem. That means somebody else is going to have a problem. And, you know, things like that, it affects kids because kids are cruel. Yeah. Let's just be honest. Kids are so cruel. So what I do is I keep it in the car, and I, hey, did anybody forget to put on deodorant this morning? And, you know, sometimes, like, oh, we didn't have any. I don't want to hear it. Here you go. And I just hand it all the way to the back or, you know, whoever didn't have it. Here, put some deodorant on because I don't want to smell you. The next person don't want to smell you either. So,
okay, so just in case you missed that, Annette's tip for hygiene is always be ready. So
yes.
Each one, teach one. But in this case, everybody has their own stash of personal products. And they have, so a set at the house, a set for school, mm-hmm. and you keep a pack of deodorant rolling in the car.
Yes.
All right. Just so we're clear, if you have a stinky monster out there, there's no excuse, okay? Roll that together. Get that together, you know. Might want to get them some spray, too. But
yes, you know, some people be like, oh, well, the sticks, they like to melt in the sun. They got the spray on and the roll-ons.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse at all.
There you
keep
go.
Them in the car.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh. I think some of these tips we should write out. We're going to write out some of these tips because they are so good. And yes, that is just so, that's great news. Oh, always stay ready. So what else would you like to share with some of our mm-hmm. listeners?
Also, far as hygiene, keep an extra pair of clothes. Keep a duffel bag in your car. Keep it with first aid kit, extra clothes, extra bottles of water, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, especially for those who have little ones, they like to mess up their clothes. Or even sometimes a kid may have an accident. At least you have that extra pair of clothes for them. So that way they're not embarrassed wherever you guys may be, you know. Also, sports. Keep your kids in sports. Even if they don't want to play, keep them active because there's so much going on, diabetes, high blood pressure. Your child is never too young to get it.
Wow, so that's true.
Keep them in sports. Even if they don't want to play, make them play. They don't have a choice. They are kids. We as the adults have to make the appropriate choices for them. So get them active some type of way. And stay in tune with your kids. Make sure you know what's going on with them. I would like to, each kid is different, so make sure you know what your kids like and invest time in what they like because that could just be their future.
Right. Relate to each of your children as individuals. That's yes. what you would recommend. So as that goes, how do you feel about dating?
Oh, my God.
Because your oldest is 16.
Yes.
And then Nevaeh, the one under her, she's in middle school now.
Yes, she's in 12. So my rule is no dating if you can't date.
Okay.
No boyfriends. If you feel like you have to have a boyfriend, talk to me about it. first talk is always the sex and STD talk.
Right.
Because a parent that just is naive to the fact, your child is going to be naive to the fact and something can possibly happen. So even if they're feeling uncomfortable with it, have that talk first. before dating, have the sex talk. With dating comes sex, and this is what can happen, X, Y, and Z. So stay prepared for that. Cynthia is 16. She's starting to date. I allow her to bring the boyfriend around me. I don't want her sneaking, because when kids start sneaking around, you have teenage pregnancy, you have high rate of STDs, you have runaways, you know. So I try and keep an open mind with that. Oh, you want to date? Okay, bring him around the family. Bring him around. I want him to come to every family event, because guess what? All the men are going to attack. And we're going to see what type of child this is. You know, what type of young man their parents are raising him to be.
Right. And I think that's really important that you said that, because, you know, a lot of teens sometimes feel like they're alone or isolated when they want to start dating. But you're saying the right perspective from a parent's point of view is to hear the child out, see who they like, mm-hmm. what type of person are they selecting for themselves, and expose that person to the family so that way it can at least be a controlled environment.
Yes.
And there can be safety. You know, you can at least give your kids some perspective and be like, oh, okay, well, maybe, are you aware of, did you notice? And that support system is really important too, that you make that available to yes. your daughter. That's really important. So, yeah. And I just love this conversation for all those listening. It's so amazing and adorable because, you know, this is a wonderful Q&A. And I wish you could see, because she has a younger little one and she's just like swaddling her right now in a nap and just like holding the interview. And I like caught her at the perfect time, because right after this, she has to go pick the girls up. So this is what you call 24/7 mom manager, self like contained Wonder Woman. For those of you who,
total of eight.
Yeah,
eight
it's amazing. There are women who can do it and have, you know, a sustainable household. And I'm not saying that it's easy. I mean, I'm sure you can speak on that. Is it easy, Annette?
It's not easy, but it's all about time management and organization. That's it.
She is the CEO of her household. So if there's a single parent or an at-home mom listening, or a male who's like, what is going on? This is what's going on. This is real life.
Yes.
This is real life, and there are people who can manage it. And there are people who are connected with their kids, connected with who they want their kids to be, and they do whatever it takes to maintain that sense of identity. So I think stories like this are really important, and I just thank you for sharing yours with our audience and with me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear and experience someone who's a parent who's doing something positive on a regular basis and making sure that they're actively involved in all of their children's lives. Because you have, if you don't mind, tell us the ages of all your children.
I have 16, 12, 11, 8, 7, 6, 2, and 1.
Yes.
And they're all in sports.
Yes.
And we all participate in each other's activities.
Yes. And that's a true statement, people. And if you're asking me how I know, is because I've been on Caravan with the family. We went to the Angels game. We all went to the Angels game. And what I mean, like, we all sat down. The kids had a great time. They were very well-mannered, just enjoying themselves. Everybody had snacks. You know, we had strollers out and was yelling at the teleprompter. And, you know, it was just a really great time. So, you know, there are parents out there who can manage having more than one or two children, and they do a very great job to make sure that their children can experience life without any type of, you know, feeling that they have to withdraw. Because I personally come from a very large family too. And nowadays, the average person either isn't having kids or they have a dog. you know, animals are replacing children, or people who do decide to have kids, they only have like one or two. So really coming from a large family isn't outside the box, and it's actually still a pretty prevalent thing with other cultures as well. But, you know, here in America, there are people who still believe in family. They don't have a problem with having a large family. And just because you choose to have a large family doesn't mean that you have to neglect your children, or they have to go without just everyday experiences mm-hmm. of what it means to have that American dream, or to believe that they have the, a level of potential that can supersede anything they've ever dreamed of on any level compared yes. to anyone. And yeah, it's just a really eye-opening experience and always a pleasure. So yes, thank you for being our guest here on this episode for the blog Music Art Culture. I am thrilled to have had you on, and hopefully we can get you back a little later to talk more about your oldest and some of the things that she's doing in sports, because I know that you have some fundraising coming up, so that'll be yes. cool too for us to highlight some of that. And how she's playing and all of those, all that fun stuff, games and all that. So, all right, we're going to sign off now with our audience, but stay tuned for the rest of the announcements. You're listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Again, head over to our website, musicartculture.org, for more information. And you can follow us on social media. Be sure to like, share, tweet, and follow, share the post so that the people can know what's going on and that we can respond to you and follow you as well. Thank you for listening. I'll be right back. I hope you enjoyed our most recent episode entitled Part 2 of Back to School for the blog Music Art Culture. Feel free to, again, like, share, tweet, follow. I am your host, Dominique. You can follow me on social media at Dominique LaRue. And also check out our landing page for our website, musicartculture.org. Once you subscribe, you'll get a lot of those goodies that we refer to, our Apple Music playlist. This month, we're focusing on jazz. Also, you'll get more info on our efforts to raise awareness about education, our most successful campaign, which was our first campaign on literacy, where we helped 100 students with back to school supplies. And also, you can contact us if you are a parent and or educator and or sponsor or looking to sponsor. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to use the contact page, reach out to us directly, and we'll be sure to get back to you within 7 to 10 business days. Thank you for listening. Continue to follow, like, and share the blog Music Art Culture. And I thank you in advance for subscribing to our newsletter. Look forward to speaking with you again soon. Till next time. Bye-bye.